Until recently, there was a small heart made of various stones arranged on the leaves on the north side of the mother oak. Unfortunately, the current caregivers of Lychgate have not shown an interest in maintaining many of the Lychgate's iconic features, and among these was the heart, so the stones are no longer there, though their story remains. There is a body of lore, apocryphal stories, if you will, surrounding Laura's home. Many of these will be further explored beneath a section of this AV tour labeled Lore, a section I urge you to explore as you learn more about Lychgate on High Road. One of these pieces of lore has a direct impact on the story of the stone heart and concerns the seeming ability of the great oak to deal with those who disrespect her. Volunteers and curators at Lychgate have to intervene ever so often to dissuade a rambunctious child or adult from ignoring the posted signs about respecting the oak and ask a visitor to get down from her boughs or branches. It was one of these infrequent episodes that gave birth to the stone heart not terribly long ago when a group of three young adults from out of town stopped to spend the day in the oak shade. They spent the day in the park, hanging hammocks in the nearby pines and picnicking on a blanket at lunch. While they were doing this, I introduced myself to them and told them a bit about Lychgate and Laura. As the day progressed, I returned to the grounds and found one of them perched in the bough of a tree enjoying the view from the lofty height. Having spoken to them earlier and knowing they meant no harm, I told the young man to get down and related the story of how the tree has a way of dealing with those who disrespect her and that she appreciates an apology for transgressions such as this. Though he politely listened, I don't think he fully understood the story I was trying to tell, but as the day progressed toward dusk, he and his friends soon learned what I meant. Since Lychgate closes at dusk, and I was the one that secured the parking lot at night, I was present that late afternoon as the three exited the park. Seeing that they were agitated, I stopped by to see if I could help in any way, and found out the litany of trouble they'd experienced since our last meeting. The first of these things was a missing cell phone. When they had arrived earlier in the day, they had made phone calls from a cell phone that had gone missing since then. Despite an hour's search and calls to the missing phone's number, they were never able to locate it, and it remains lost to this day. They also told me about car trouble they were experiencing. Apparently, the battery had discharged in some fashion, rendering the car unable to start, so I gave them a ride to the nearby auto parts store so they could get cables to jump the vehicle off. After spending time in the growing darkness, I was finally able to get the car started and watch them with a smile as they drove away to spend the night at a friend's house nearby. My fiancé Angela and I laughed about their predicament and went to bed that night thinking we would be simply adding another humorous story to the lore of the tree. During my time at the cottage the next day, I looked up and noticed the return of the three visitors from the day before. One was carrying a potted yellow flower, yellow being Laura's favorite color, and another carried a bag of polished stones in sizes from that of a large marble to slightly larger than a golf ball. Watching from the cottage window, I saw them stop near the knot on the north face of the tree and spend time constructing something with the stones they'd brought in. After a few minutes, I went out and visited with them again and saw that they had spent time constructing the outline of a simple stone heart about a foot and a half across. Inside the heart, they had placed the flower, and I learned that they had brought these items as a form of apology to the tree. I never saw these young people again. I don't know if they ever found out about the ongoing life of the stone heart they so thoughtfully loved. Hopefully one day they will, but until then, the story of its birth and life remains.